A Dangerous Fortune by Ken Follett. Copyright 1993 by Ken Follett. And performance copyright 1994 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. A Dangerous Fortune. Prologue. 1866. 1. On the day of the tragedy, the boys of Windfield School had been confined to their rooms. It was a hot Saturday in May, and they would normally have spent the afternoon on the South Field, some playing cricket, and others watching from the shady fringes of Bishop's Wood. But a crime had been committed. 6 gold sovereigns had been stolen from the desk of Mr. Offerton, the Latin master, and the whole school was under suspicion. All the boys were to be kept in until the thief was caught. Mickey Miranda sat at a table scarred with the initials of generations of bored schoolboys. In his hand was a government publication called Equipment of Infantry. The engravings of swords, muskets, and rifles usually fascinated him, but he was too hot to concentrate. On the other side of the table, his roommate, Edward Pilaster, looked up from a Latin exercise book. He was copying out Mickey's translation of a page from Plutarch, and now he pointed an inky finger and said, "I can't read this word." Mickey looked. "Decapitated," he said. "It's the same word in Latin, decapitare." Mickey found Latin easy, perhaps because many of the words were similar in Spanish, which was his native language. Edward's pen scratched on. Mickey got up restlessly and went to the open window. There was no breeze. He looked wistfully across the stable yard to the woods. There was a shady swimming hole in a disused quarry at the north end of Bishop's Wood. The water was cold.